Good morning, everybody. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of October 31st, 2017 to order. Just a quick question. How many are here for trick or treat? Nobody?
Nobody wants candy?
We had some free candy, I think. That's okay. Mr. Lawson, approve the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of October 24th. Any corrections or questions? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy.
Mr. President, you may want to point out if anyone is signed up to discuss the ordinance that we're having the public hearing at 10:30 on, that would be the appropriate time for them to speak on that.
Correct. Yes. If anybody's here to speak on the, we have a public hearing advertised at 10:30 about firearms in the building. Anybody here to speak for that? Wait till 10:30, please. That ordinance they read.
And perhaps also that we are not speaking to them, kind of a one way.
Yes.
He's not familiar with our rules there on that.
Okay. Yeah. When you come forward, we ask you to speak within 3 minutes. You'll see a green, amber, and red light up here. And any comments you make to council will not speak back to you. Because whatever you're speaking about very likely was not on the agenda posted, so we don't talk about it. So we'll start with Robert Lawless. And David Stevenson's going to be on deck.
Mr. President, members of the council, my name is Bob Lawless. I'm from Ocean View, Delaware. I want to speak concerning the possible introduction of the ordinance concerning the right to work in the Sussex County area. For most of my life, I've been lectured by people concerning the right to choose. We have the right to choose our elected officials. We're told consistently that people have the right to choose what happens with their body. Except when it comes to unions, we don't have the right to choose. People are required as a condition of employment in some areas in private sector to join a union. I think that this introduction of an ordinance in Sussex County to permit the right to work, people choose whether to belong to a union or not, is fundamental. I think this is an excellent first step for us in Sussex County. It's interesting, in the state of Delaware, for many years we had very strong unions, very effective unions in the manufacturing sector. However, we no longer have DuPont, we no longer have General Motors, and we no longer have Chrysler. The manufacturing sector in our economy is essentially gone. I think we have to take whatever steps are reasonable for us to bring back that sector, and it seems to me right to work is a first step, particularly if we restrict it to the private sector. Pursuing it in other areas of our economy can be subsequent. I am concerned that the value to the individual of union membership is no longer self-evident. People, young people entering the workforce do not automatically want to join a union for representation. Many of the things that in early days were union struggle are in law at this point. The work week, the work hours, overtime, etc., are no longer required to have unions to do them. We should not have to compel people to join unions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. David Stevenson. Next will be Kathy Watts after David Stevenson.
David Stevenson from Lewis for the Caesar Rodney Institute. The Lincolnshire, Illinois City Council voted 5-1 to become a right to work zone under the Illinois Home Rule, December of 2016, as part of its turnaround agenda. The state attorney general warned it was illegal. The Liberty Justice Center, a nonprofit legal foundation, represented Lincolnshire pro bono for free and won the state Supreme Court. The Liberty Justice Center has offered to represent Sussex County pro bono as they believe Sussex County has the legal authority to enact right to work. The Pacific Legal Foundation has taken 7 cases all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. They have offered to represent Sussex County pro bono because they believe the county has the right under the Home Rule to enact right to work. When Hardin County, Kentucky faced legal challenges to their Home Rule based right to work adoption, Attorney Brent Yesen defended them and won a decision in the Federal Sixth Circuit Court. That's the same case that the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review, allowing the decision to stand. Brent Yesen was quoted in the Daily Signal. He believed Attorney Moore's interpretation that this you do not have the authority is wrong. We heard from attorneys Ted Kittle and Kevin Fasick last week. They also disagree with Attorney Moore's interpretation. The Caesar Rodney, in fact, hired Mr. Kittle when we approached Attorney Moore earlier this year about looking at this. He didn't want to take the time to do it. He declined. So we paid Attorney Kittle to do this decision. We find it interesting. Attorney Moore said he needed time to review the issue on October 10th. Left for 2 weeks vacation, didn't have the time to make minor changes in Councilman Arlett's ordinance, but he came back with a definitive opinion on the Home Rule that you don't have the authority. At this point, there's the we have a count of 5 lawyers to 1 that you do have the authority. We have 2 offers to cover the legal expenses. I've got to tell you, voters are watching. This is potentially a very important topic for the county. It's time for the council to stop finding ways to delay this ordinance and to start working actively to schedule this public hearing on the right to work in a timely manner. Thank you.
Kathy Watts. Next will be Brian Richardson.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm here today to ask you to support this proposed right-to-work ordinance for Sussex County. I believe in it personally, having worked in both union and non-union jobs throughout my working life. We need it here to maintain and develop the economic resources and employment opportunities so needed in Sussex County, particularly on the western side. The right to choose how we spend our hard-earned money and for whom we vote is the American way. We do not have those choices without right to work in Sussex in the private sector. Further, on behalf of the Sussex County Republican Women's Club, we urge you to support it for the county. The membership of the largest Republican women's group in the state of Delaware voted unanimously to seek your support. I am the president of the Sussex County Republican Women's Club and the first vice president of the Delaware Federation of Republican Women, and we ask for your support for this. Thank you.
Brian Richardson. Next on deck is Phoebe Cottingham.
Thank you, Mr. President and council members, for the opportunity you're giving both sides to express their opinions on the right to work issue. I've listened to the arguments against the right to work. I certainly want to learn as much as I can about the risk associated with the passing of a right to work ordinance in our county. One of the terms I hear repeated over and over again is that right to work is right to work for less. The unemployment rate in Sussex County has been declining. You might say that anyone who wants to work can find a job in our county. This should be good news for workers because when the unemployment rate is low, companies compete for workers by offering higher wages and better benefits. The problem we have in Sussex County is the type of jobs in too many cases are either part-time or on the low end of the wage scale. It is a known fact that at one time Delaware was considered as a possible site of a BMW plant. That plant went to South Carolina, a right-to-work state. Some of you have heard already that the average wages at that plant are just under $40 an hour. What a boost that would have been to Delaware's economy, especially since it generated 11,500 jobs. Jobs will come back to our nation once the federal government reforms the tax code. Those states that are right to work will have an advantage over non-right to work states. At present, there are 28 states that are right to work. Sussex County can either take the logical step to become right to work or continue to lose out to states that already are prospering under right to work. I personally am saddened when I see how far backward the western part of the county that I represent has slipped in the area of job opportunities. I don't want more of the same. I'm not content with the status quo. In the next few years, depending on your actions, we will either see new job opportunities and an improved economy, or simply a stagnant economy with fewer job opportunities that will continue to keep our area depressed and wages low. I urge your council members to think about how much Western Sussex County in particular could benefit from right to work. Thank you for your time and service to our county.
Phoebe Cunningham. Following Ms. Cunningham will be Vincent Ascione.
Thank you. I'll try to be very brief. We all know that choice is an American blessing. It's a very important part of our institutional structure and our democracy and governance. We are not forced to join any other organizations by law or by employers. But we have had a history in this country where unions were very important and they helped this country advance. I have had members of my family who were members of unions. Everybody just about has had that. We know how important that was. No one is diminishing that role. But now we need to move ahead. And the word is choice, the freedom to choose whether you want to join the union or not. I support that with the others who've already spoken. Thank you.
Thank you. Vincent Ascione, I think it is. If I've murdered your last name, I apologize.
Close enough. Thank you for allowing me to speak today, Mr. Chair and Councilman. My name is Vincent Ascione. I represent the Operating Engineers, Local 542. Approximately 460,000 members nationwide, including the country of Canada. We have stationary and portable hoisting. Our jurisdictional area is Pennsylvania, and I represent the state of Delaware. Approximately 6,000 members. Some of them work right down the road in Lewis. The DRBA, which I was one of two organizers to help organize in 2008. A long, hard fought battle. And just to let you know, as an organizer when I was out there, most of the time, the employees come to us for help for various reasons. It could be pay parity, it could be diversity, it could be safety problems, or just general conditions on the job site. Not all employers are good people, and not all corporations are good people. They take advantage of folks like this. So they come to us, or if we have a need, we go to them. It's done under a democratic process, just what our great nation was built on. And the right to work is wrong because it tears at the very fabric what our country was built on. Early on, you gave the Lord's Prayer. We pledged allegiance to that flag. The right to work denies the majority their voice. It goes to an election. If those people decide to become union, they become union, 50 plus one. If they do not want to be union, they do not become union. That's how it works. Unions are not evil, and I know that this is based on union dues is the vehicle that they are riding on. Union dues, a lot of organizations charge dues and fees, including one advocate that's been here on the last time I was here, and that's the ABC. Have it right on their website. They do charge dues to their members. Why can't union dues charge? Those dues go for safety training. The better people that may not go to college that want to take up a skill, your average blue-collar workers. It's just right to work. I understand where you folks sit here in Sussex County. The work hasn't been good. It seems to be getting better. But I think if all entities reached out to each other and sat down and worked things out, that includes unions, have everybody sitting around a table, might be able to help each other out. This is a good area down here. Got a lot of land. Good place to build and start companies. I don't think right to work's the right answer. It ends up people get substandard pay, substandard benefits. You know, people just can't make it on minimum wage. And I look around here and I see you guys, you councilmen, and I'm sure you come up through the years as I did, working many different jobs. And it's hard to raise people on minimum wages without benefits and all. So I hope that you consider that before you pass this, in my view, very bad legislation for working people. Thank you very much.
Stephanie Parker.
Mr. President, if I could correct the record on just one item, the speaker mentioned we said the Lord's Prayer. Since we'd had litigation in the past concerning the Lord's Prayer, I want to make sure the record is clear that we did not state the Lord's Prayer.
Next person is going to be Jean Marvelius.
Good morning, Council. My name is Stephanie Parker, and I am here as both president of Henlopen Soccer Club and as the mother of two boys to ask you, actually to implore you, to please support the Sussex Sports Complex. There's no doubt that this complex will be a benefit to Henlopen Soccer Club. We believe so strongly in this that the club has already made a commitment to provide some financial support to the complex once it's ready for use. While we were extremely fortunate over the past few years to have been able to use field space at HOB Elementary in Milton for both our rec and our select programs, with the construction of the new elementary school, our club has had to split our programs to different locations. We've lost the place that we would call our main spot. This complex will give our club a more permanent home, along with the usage of very nice grass fields. We already have players who come from all across the county to participate in our programs. We have a membership of over 1,000 kids and families, and they span all of your districts. With the Sussex Sports Complex being located here in Georgetown, it will give us a more centralized location to allow us to offer even more opportunities to kids from both the central and the western areas of the county. As the mom of boys involved in both soccer and lacrosse, I've traveled with my kids to games in all of our surrounding states. Often these games are held in fields in public parks, whether they're owned by a county or a township. The public facilities are always well kept, and we see many families there enjoying all of the amenities. While on the sideline watching a game, a parent will invariably comment on the nicety of the facilities, and often someone says, "Wouldn't it be nice if we had something like this here in Sussex County?" This complex would meet that need. Families in the area want and need a place for their kids to play games and be involved in constructive activities. The construction of the new elementary school on Route 24 tells us that the young population in the county is growing. The construction of the new hospital in Milford is a sign that that's going to continue to grow. Again, families want a place for the kids to play games and be involved in something constructive. As we all know, if a kid is involved in something constructive, then he or she is less likely to be involved in something destructive. Finally, if giving a benefit to the kids and the families in the county isn't enough, you should support the complex for the money. That is the economic benefit to the businesses here in Sussex County. When I travel to other places for one of my boys to play a game, and this is often a 2 or 3 hour trip away from here, I'm routinely purchasing gas or food, or we may see some retail store where we decide to stop. The same is true when other teams come to our area to play Henlopen teams. And that would also span across the other sports that could be involved at this complex. They will patronize the restaurants, the gas stations, the retail businesses. Should one or more of the sports that could be involved in this complex then host a tournament, you're also adding hotels, and that would span across the county when you look at the number of teams that could potentially be coming for a tournament.
If you could finish up, please.
Yes, sir. The Sussex Sports Complex will add a benefit to the county, and again, I ask that you support it. Thank you.
Thank you.
James Marvelius. Next after him will be John Rodriguez.
Mr. President, Council, my name is James Marvelis. I am the president of the AFL-CIO, president of the Delaware Building Trades. I'm also the business manager of the Labor District Council of Delaware. I'm probably the only person in the country that holds all three of those positions in the same state. And the reason why I'm here, because usually for things like this, we let the lawyers handle it, and they take care of whatever legalities has to be made. But this hurts me because I live in this state, along with probably most of the people behind me. And to see that social injustice and racism has finally reached the shores of Delaware, whether the council knows it or not, even the sponsor may not even know it. The social injustice that was what right to work brought forth in this country, or what brought to light. Somebody brought it up at the last council meeting about Vance Moose. I'm sure none of you even bothered to look at it or look at his history, because some guy. Back in 1936, he started the right to work movement in Texas. He finally got it passed in 1947. And I'll just give you a little snippet about what this man was about and what right to work stood for. And it may hurt some people's ears, but this is history, and if you ignore it, it just comes back to haunt us, right? From now on, white women and white men will be forced into organizations with black African apes who will then have to call brothers or lose their jobs. This man is from the KKK, so now we have a council in Sussex County, the first state of the nation, that whoever came and bamboozled you into dusting off in that dark closet, the regalia, and put on a glory suit and come out and sponsor some legislation like this in the state of Delaware in the name of economic and social birth in Delaware is wrong. It's a lie. First off, the lies that were told this morning, the unions in Delaware, under the leadership of many in the behind me, have increased by 2.5 to 3% in Delaware. Nobody's forced them. They did it. The company that was quoted as being the one that was going to leave because of right to work is a union company. They've been union for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. So I don't know, and I implore you to look at, I don't want this to be a Republican and Democratic ideology, and you're splitting the community, and you're splitting people, because that's ultimately who got us elected. That's ultimately who we're going to have to answer to. I would implore you to look at what council has brought forth as far as the cost to the county and the good people of Sussex. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Just hold up one second. For those of you who weren't here last week, there will be no more applause, no more anything. Okay? We're going to civilly, everybody gets a chance to speak. And you're up.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is John Rodriguez.
Who's next, Mike?
Eric Mastin.
My name is John Rodriguez. I'm a resident of Seaford. I'm a worker here in Sussex County. And my wife and I own a handful of rental properties. So I actually had the pleasure of attending last Wednesday, Sussex, Sussex County Today and Tomorrow Conference at Dell Tech. Great conference. And one of my biggest takeaways was Ed Simon, who is a retired Department of Labor and DITO workforce analysis, providing great statistics about how far Sussex County has come. Some of that includes back in 2012, our unemployment rate was as high as 7.2%. On 2017, we're on track to stay about 4.7%, which is about a tenth of a point within the state's average and also national average. Furthermore, he went on to provide some information that back in 2002, the U.S. had created jobs or had jobs about since 2002, the U.S. has created about 12.2% increase in jobs. In Delaware, the state, it grew about 9.8%. But here in Sussex County, since 2002, we've been able to grow our job market nearly 30%. And that's currently with unions representing workers. If Sussex County is doing something right, I understand the language that's been used to introduce this legislation, talking about economic development. We have to be doing something right if we're able to bring down unemployment and increase jobs here in Sussex County. So if we're doing something right, what problem are we trying to fix here is my question. I remember during the conference, an individual had made mention that they were a little upset about the annual wages kind of being lowered compared to the other counties and the state and overall the U.S. And I did some further research, and I would like to share that our numbers are skewed here in Sussex County because that takes into account wages that were earned, including seasonal work. So a lot of these folks not having employment for the full year kind of naturally brings down our annual wages. I would like to just end that, Mr. Arlette, I think you should be ashamed in yourself regarding attacking working families here in the U.S., particularly here in Sussex County. If you would like for Sussex County to continue to grow, I think we should keep this where it's at and leave it a pro-union, union-friendly town. So, County, I appreciate your time.
Eric Maston, and behind Eric Maston is going to be Michelle Eubank.
County Council and citizens, thank you very much. Eric Maston, native Sussex County and from Seaford. I heard a lady talk last week with regard to this being an all-Republican council and right to work is a Republican issue. I've been a member of both parties throughout my life. I've been a Republican. I've been a Democrat. I've never been so concerned necessarily about the issues of the party. I was concerned about the issues of the people. Right to work is not good for the people. It will hurt businesses. It will hurt workers. There will be less expendable income. You will see lower wages. You will see more people on public assistance, which will end up being a huge drain on the local economy. That's not good. That's not good for any of us whatsoever. There was a lot of discussion about DuPont last week, and I came from a family of DuPonters. Matter of fact, the last thing I wanted to do was go to work for DuPont because everyone in my family worked for DuPont. And if any of you remember hearing the whistle blow on New Year's Eve, that was probably my father blowing that whistle because he worked in the powerhouse. And my father worked as long and as hard as he could and as many shifts as possible. Having grown up in the Great Depression, his family being split up, being shuffled off to live with family members. He always told me, he said, son, if people didn't have unions, people would have nothing. And I firmly believe that. I grew up with that. My mother worked for the communication workers. She came from Waynesboro, Virginia. And strong union support. So it's out of $50 fine.
They want me to pay it should be. It should be.
Strong union supporter.
Happens every week.
I just want to draw a parallel between Seaford and Waynesboro. Both cities had DuPont. And I've been to Waynesboro. I know a lot about Waynesboro. Know a lot about Seaford. Being my hometown, certainly. The economic improvements that Seaford saw never made it to Waynesboro. The difference was Delaware was a free state, free of right to work, and Virginia was a right to work state. Even though DuPont had a union, the employees were organized, the employees had bargaining rights. That's why DuPont was successful. The unions weren't the downfall of DuPont. DuPont decided to do whatever they needed to do because of the sale of or the production of nylon and the sale of those fibers. I just want to say in closing, right to work for less is wrong. This legislation's wrong. And I look for an improved and better Sussex County without this awful law. Thank you.
I said Michelle Eubank was going to be next. If you could hold up just a second, please. You know anything wrong. It's now time for our 10:30 public hearing that's advertised. You'll be first thing up after our public hearing. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As you indicated, this is time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance to prohibit possession of firearms, ammunition, components of firearms, or explosives in all county buildings subject to certain exceptions as set forth in Delaware Code. There will be a short presentation given by Mr. Lawson, the county administrator. After that time, the county council will have an opportunity to question Mr. Lawson, and then we will open this up for public comment. After public comment, the council has an opportunity to act on it at that point. So at this point, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. good morning, members of council. Today we're here to consider an ordinance before you. This ordinance was introduced earlier this month in relationship to the prohibition of firearms in Sussex County's facilities. As you're aware, over the last few years, the county's focused on improving the safety and security of our operations. These efforts, which have been shepherded through Human Resources, County Safety and Security Manager, and Administration, have resulted in an improved work environment for both our employees and county customers alike. Thus far, our efforts have included new policies and procedures, as well as the installation of additional enhanced security measures in the form of private security officers, numerous security cameras, enhanced lighting, and electronic key controlled doors. A few years ago, the county asked the Delaware Capitol Police Department to perform a physical security assessment of our facilities here in Georgetown. Capitol Police provided several recommendations with the emphasis on improving the access and security of county buildings. Specifically, their highest recommendation was the installation of mechanicalized security screen through magnetometers. We are now prepared to move forward with the installation of this device. However, as you may recall, prior to 2015, local towns and county governments were prohibited from enacting any law that restricted firearms. In 2015, state legislature passed House Bill 201, which gave local governments the ability to enact ordinances to restrict the possession of firearms in public buildings, subject to specific requirements. Sussex County at the time supported that legislation and actively worked to see that law passed. The ordinance for consideration today will allow the county to screen for and prohibit firearms, specifically, unless an individual is qualified by the state to carry a firearm under Delaware Code Title 9, Section 330, which, for your reference, is the concealed carry portion of Del Code. Please note, we do not have to enact this ordinance to prohibit any other weapon except firearms. Specifically, in Delaware Code, the county is prohibited from restricting firearms unless we pass an ordinance to do so. So we're here today for your consideration. A copy of the ordinance was contained in the packet, and I am prepared to answer any questions. It goes without saying, administration supports this ordinance and would ask council for your full consideration. I do have a number of county employees that have approached us prior to the introduction and as well as during the introduction of this ordinance in support of this effort, as they feel our security could be improved in our facilities. Thank you, Mr. President.
Questions of council?
I was thinking that, Todd, earlier about what employees, because I know that was been part of the dialogue here. So, and I don't have my iPad actually, unfortunately, here with me today. It's in my other car. But was that in that packet? The employees.
It wasn't
pro and con regarding this?
I have not heard any remarks from employees. We rolled this out to employees through town hall meetings and many staff meetings to make them aware of perhaps the implications of the restrictions of movement within the building, including if magnetometers were put in place in the lobby area. This really was the conversation started with employees, especially in this building and our county libraries. As you're aware, the county owns three libraries situated throughout the county, and security is a concern at these facilities. So this
is that part of the record? I mean, as far as those correspondences from the employees?
Well, they were verbal correspondence in these town hall meetings.
Okay.
I didn't feel compelled to create a petition or something of that nature.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I'm not certain what kind of reaction we would get from that, but suffice it to say, we had a number. And when I say a number, I'm talking north of 25 people that spoke out in these meetings.
Okay. Thank you.
More questions of council?
I never heard one of these.
Mr. Wilson.
Excuse me. I never had one of these employees ever come to me and talk to me about this subject. I heard there was one, and then I
And then I went and spoke to that person and said that never happened from them. So I would love for them to come and talk to me. So we put this honestly before the public.
Any more questions of council? Questions of council? Mr. Moore.
Yes, now is the time for the public comment. Mr. Kramer.
Excuse me. Yep. My name is Dan Kramer. I've been coming here for the last 17, 20 years, and there's never been a problem. 2 years ago, the issue of the metal detector raised its ugly head. At the time, the administration wanted to make the county buildings a complete gun-free zone, which was not permitted per state law at that time. As it was discussed in the budget hearing, so now 2 years later, everything was fine and dandy. And all of a sudden, the metal detector raised his ugly head again. The state of Delaware is an open carry state. This metal detector is not going to prevent from something happening. People will always find a way to do evil things. And by removing guns will actually make it more dangerous. Why are we even having this discussion? Because someone perceives that there is a problem when there isn't any. Why do you need a metal detector when you have armed guards? Who is required to go through the metal detector? My understanding is the council and the county employees do not have to go through the metal detectors, and no concealed carry have to go through as long as they have their permits. If there ever is a danger, it's not going to come from the outside, it's going to come from the inside, from your own employees. If someone wants somebody bad enough, there's plenty of ways to do it on the outside. Next thing we know, you will want a police escort. I've been told the PC Commission and the Board of Adjustments wouldn't have to go through it, the metal detector. That includes lawyers. They are like any other person, unless they have concealed permit. What are you going to do when a little old lady comes flying in that door and asks to use the restroom? And she's doing a dance. Well, guess what? Oh, you can't go to the bathroom. Well, why not? You've got to go through the metal detector. Well, I hope she craps all over you. At least that brought some chuckles.
That's the funniest thing you've said in 20 years.
I'll be there. That's all right. But I will tell you flat out, any good Republican would never vote for this. And I'll find out whether you're good Republicans, because I highly doubt you are.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this ordinance? Is there anyone else like to speak, sir?
Yes, good morning, Mr. President and the rest of the council members. I'm Jeff Hagg. I represent Delaware State Sportsman Association as president and the NRA for the state of Delaware. Being extremely familiar with the history of this statute that you're basing the ordinance on, it goes back a couple years and began in the city of Newark. There was an issue there that raised its ugly head, and the Delaware State Sportsmen, the NRA, in conjunction with the attorneys representing the counties and municipalities, crafted the statute that you were basing this ordinance on. We are now not in opposition to the ordinance being adopted, and we understand the reasons why the county council feels necessary to adopt the ordinance. It's unfortunate we have to go this far in this day and age, but we all know things have changed. So I'm here not to oppose on behalf of the Delaware State Sportsman Association and the National Rifle Association. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in this regard?
Paul Rigger. Basically, with this ordinance going through nice and smooth, explained the whole nine yards, seemed to be done correctly. But would the metal detector have been put up and everything done if Mr. Kramer didn't come up here and suggest what his opinion was of something? Do we have to go to that extra step with the state code to get it done, to now either approve it or disapprove it, and keeps it 100% no conflict? It's going to be done ordinance. There's no conflicts, whether we're in state law or county law going against. Couldn't have cost that much to do, but everybody will come out happy. It was done the way it's supposed to be done. You're not overriding state law. You're just passing something to make it fit. Definitely worthwhile doing this way, and an excellent explanation.
Anyone else that would like to speak in this regard?
Come right on up.
Yes. I heard someone, yep, Mr. President.
They're coming. They were on the very back of the room there.
Okay.
She's been held at gunpoint.
We're making progress.
With back room.
As someone that's fairly new to the community, I think you're...
What is your name, ma'am, for the record?
Cheryl Ann Turner. You want me to write it down here?
There's a place to sign, please, yes.
While you're talking, please do that, yes.
I can multitask, don't you
good,
worry.
Good, good, good.
I feel it's very important, and I am one that is not permitted to carry a firearm. I would like to carry one. I cannot. I am classified disabled, and in that disability has to do with mental health as well as physical health. So I will never, ever, ever be able to carry a firearm. Everybody knows that, even though I would like one. However, I found there's other avenues I can go, and legally, and I'll do it. Now, the gentleman spoke about the metal detectors. I would probably be that old lady coming in and dancing around to use that bathroom, no doubt. I'm going to be 60 March 1st. My health is failing. However, you do need an element of security in any county, office, state government, federal government office. You need that because there are reasons for that. And then I want to say, when that lady does come in shaken, or whoever comes in from the community that you blatantly know is from the community, there's got to be an element of discernment with that security guard. Because I've had my share of subversive authoritarians with no discernment in this town. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, that's all I gotta say. Take me a minute to put my address here.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm opposed and against, but I'm for and yes, okay? There's two sides of that coin, brothers.
You should run for political office.
Not today. I have have to get a candy apple red scooter and go to the white buildings about the health care bill, okay? That's first and paramount.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in this regard? Anyone else?
District, George.
I do not see anyone else that has indicated that they would like to speak in this regard. Mr. President, do you see anyone
from your vantage point?
At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, so I could read the short title, and it can be acted upon.
We'll close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public comment. Mr. Miller, would you short title, please?
An ordinance to adopt Chapter 63, Section 63-1 of the Code of Sussex County, which shall prohibit possession of firearms, ammunition, components of firearms, or explosives in all county buildings, subject to certain exceptions in accordance with Title 9, Section 330 of the Delaware Code.
Pleasure of council.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
On the exceptions.
Any questions on the motion?
What was the exception?
Actually, George, did
exceptions?
You have questions?
Exceptions. It's, yes. It's as it's written in the state law.
Certain exceptions.
Well, yeah. Let it go.
Well, could you explain them to me a little bit so I know what I'm voting on here?
Sure, Mr. Wilson. The exceptions are listed in the proposed ordinance. Exceptions under paragraph E. The following shall constitute valid exceptions to this section, and the section is referenced to the prohibition, so this would be exception to the prohibition. Number one, possession of firearms, components of firearms and ammunition or explosives by law enforcement officers, the Sussex County Sheriff and Sheriff deputies and Sussex County security officers employed or contracted by Sussex County. Number two, law enforcement agencies receiving shipments or delivery of firearms, components of firearms, ammunition or explosives. Number three, law enforcement agencies conducting firearm or ammunition safety and training programs, donation, embassy, or any other similar programs in county buildings. Number four, compliance by persons subject to protection from abuse court orders. Five, carrying firearms and ammunition by persons who hold a valid license pursuant to 1441 or 1441A of Title 11 of Delaware Code, so long as the firearm remains concealed except for inadvertent display. That's the concealed carry section of Delaware Code. And then lastly, I had it, carrying firearms and ammunition by officers or employees of the United States duly authorized to carry a concealed firearm. And last, number seven, carrying firearms and ammunition by agents, messengers, or other employees of common carriers, banks, or businesses, firms whose duties require them to protect monies, valuables, or other properties and or engage in the lawful execution of such duties. These paragraphs were taken verbatim from the Delaware Code and applied to our county code. In other words, where we had to list county buildings, those were inserted in that language.
Thank you, sir. Any more questions of council? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I will, based on today's testimony and really the environment that we live in today, and I actually would agree with Mr. Kramer that this is, as it relates to if somebody's going to do harm, they're going to do harm. I do agree with that. I think we all know that in this society today. And I think in the end, this is not a Republican thing. It's not even a Democratic thing. I think it's just a common sense thing. And if it is lawful and if it is legal and if it is constitutional, then that's my litmus test, and therefore I will vote in favor of this.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote in favor of it. I just think the world has changed, and we got to change with it, so I'm voting in favor.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes also, same reasons.
I also agree. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Now we're back to public comment. Michelle Eubank. Sorry to make you wait.